Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame and the Small Business Advocate. And that's the show you're listening to. We do this every day and have been now for 13 and a half years. And sometimes I still do this for my own amazement. And I'm excited about having our good buddy Jeffrey Zabar back on the show. You know, folks, if you can't laugh at yourself, I've said this for a long time. If you can't laugh at yourself, you're going to miss the best laughs of your life. Get over yourself. Have some fun with it. I often amuse myself on a daily basis. And somebody who knows all about me amusing myself is our good buddy Jeff Zabar. Jeff is he is the chief home officer. He's been a member of our Brain Trust for more than 12 years, and he's our good friend Jeffrey. Welcome back.
You know what, Jim? The thing is, if you can't laugh at yourself, all those other people will be laughing alone.
Well, that's right.
Might as well get on board.
That's right. I mean, here's the thing. It's not a matter of whether you're being laughed at. The question is, if you laugh with them, that's what's happening. You're laughing with them, not them laughing at you.
Exactly.
It's like when you're being run out of town on a rail, get in front of them and act like you're leading the parade, right?
Grab the baton from the parade marshal and walk on ahead.
That's right. Say, hey, wait, look at these people following me, right? Hey, Jeff,
I'm the trendsetter.
In the previous segment, I was talking about when you and I first met. Your big focus at that time was something that was really being focused on a lot at the time, and that was the whole home office thing.
Right.
And it was a big deal, even though you and I'd been home office guys for more than a decade, and I actually was a home office guy, you know, two decades before that as a teleworker. But it was a big deal, and there were careers made out of that. And I was just pointing out in the previous segment that then, you know, it just became, you know, nobody really talks about home-based much anymore. It's just being in business. And I was using that correlation to talk about how websites, about the same time when you first joined us, websites were a big deal. And if you put up a website, you actually would do a press release. Now it's no big deal. And I was talking about social media. You know, everybody's all worked up over social media, but what I said was, in 3 years, we won't even use the term anymore. It'll just be connecting with customers. What do you think?
Well, I completely agree that, and in fact, I think that we're going to see such evolution that to not to say that you're necessarily, you know, where it's going to go and how we know where it's going to go. You know, they're talking about the changes to the web that will be so ingrained in culture, in society, in technology.
In your car, in your watch, in your shoes, in your refrigerator. I mean,
your TV will no longer be a TV. I mean, it'll be a viewing device. It'll be, you know, they talk about marketing to the screen, whether you're sending a text message to somebody's cell phone or whether you're sending an ad to their tablet, whether it's an iPad or something else, or their computer, or to the desktop, or to the TV screen. Eventually, it's just going to be marketing to the screens, and we're not going to think about, oh, that's the internet, or to your point, oh, that's on Facebook. I mean, I'm using Twitter. Now, and I know you do this as well. When I send a message to my Facebook fan page, Chief Home Officer, it goes from my fan page at Chief Home at Facebook. It immediately, as they say the phrase, this syndicates, or the word is syndicates, over to my Twitter.
Right. Did we lose Jeff? I think we may have lost Jeff. Are you there? Are you there, Jeff? I think we lost him. The thing is that Jeff's talking about is as I said, this thing is going to be, it's not going to be about social media. It's not going to be website. You know, I actually had a poll recently, as you know, where I asked the audience, ask you guys and those of you who subscribe to my newsletter and who go to my website and et cetera. We ask, you know, how do you use, how do you connect with customers? Do you do it online through websites? Do you do it through through social media? What do you do? And you gave me your answers. But the thing is that in every day that goes by, we're not going to ask those questions. Now there'll be Jeff. There'll be a new fruit of the month, right? There's going to be something new that you know. Social media is the, and I actually think that bloom is that hype bloom is off the, is starting to go off the rose. If you remember, Jeff, I kept running into these social media experts at meetings that I would have around, you know, with different groups that I work with. And somebody would show up and say, "I'm a social media expert," and I told somebody, I said, "Well, you know, he won't say that in about 2 years, because right. Nobody will hire him because everybody will have it figured out."
Exactly. And you know, more to the point, any listener who thinks social media, I don't know how to work with Facebook, I don't know how to work with YouTube, I don't know how to make these things work together, I don't know how to upload content to my website. There's two ways to go about it. Well, three, if you want to include the 14-year-old who knows all this stuff and can program your DVD player. It's not a VCR anymore. But it's either learn, you know, hire somebody and pay that person, a stipend over the course of forever to do it, or learn how to do it. And the point being that you will no longer need experts in time, because the simplicity of all these applications it is so ripe, and it's so available for us to do it ourselves. I mean, I'm not a social media expert to the point that you were just making. I'd be loath to call myself that, but I just sat down and I figured it out.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't take knowledge or pre-existing knowledge. It takes an awareness that this can be done, and it takes walking through the tutorial.
Well, and the thing is, though, is you don't need to think about this. All this stuff we're talking about, folks, you don't need to think about it as, you know, this is some new phase, some new fad, some new. This is going to be the way people connect, and I don't even use the word communicate anymore, because it's about how you connect. Because I'll let you define communication, but connecting means that people are part of your community, and you listen to them, they listen to you, you share information, et cetera, et cetera, and you allow people to be part of your community. That's what connecting is to me, Jeff. And
right.
this is the way people are going to do business. This is just like, you know, the first person who said, "I'm not going to learn how to drive an automobile. My buggy is good enough."
Right.
You know, folks,
right.
This is not going to go away. It's going to be a way of life. Jeff, give us your website, please. I got to take a quick one.
Yeah, www.chiefhomeofficer.com. And one day we'll stop saying www too.
I've already done that, so I think it's time for you to do that now, Jeff.
There you go.
Never again. Put 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, having a great visit with our good friend Jeffrey Zabar. We'll be back. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.